Hello, everyone, and welcome to Poptail Weekly for November 10th, 2021. I am Liam Irvin, and it is time for another Poptail Weekly. This week, we're doing things a little bit differently. I am actually not here right now. Yes, you are seeing my face, hearing my voice, but excuse me, I am actually on vacation, so this is recorded ahead of time, so it's sort of going to be interactive, but not fully interactive. Today we are going to be playing The Last Light in the Dark. And before we get to that, I do have a couple of quick announcements. Number one, make sure you vote in the Sparkies. Visit voicespark.live and check those out. The award ceremony will be on the 18th of November. Sorry, I'm still in October, apparently, even though I am recording this in November as well, but still, like, you know, it's October. It's probably wishful thinking. Second of all, is we are having a game jam of sorts. You can visit fabellacreator.com, fabellacreator.com. And actually, as I look at it, I want to make sure it's creator and not creators. And it is. Fabellacreator.com. We'll be giving away some great prizes to the top three stories made with the Fabella engine, and there's a lot more information over on the website, so please check that out. The top or all the entries for the game jam will be up on Poptail as well, and hey, you never know, we might check out some of them on Poptail Weekly, so anything is possible. But today, let's check out Last Light in the Dark, a choose your own adventure game about an unexplained phenomenon in space known as the Expansion. You are a soldier called upon to save the galaxy from this new threat, though saving yourself might be just as difficult. Now, something I do a lot of times, let me apologize. I think I'm getting sick, which is great. So probably by the time this thing is out, I'm probably going to be really sick. One of the things that I tend to do is I always like to read the full descriptions. This game has a very large description. Most likely I have not put the full description in the video because it is huge. This game has a lot going on. I would rather just play it and explore it. And I don't even think we're going to get to all the content because there are a lot of chapters. There's a lot of things going on. So let's just take a look at it, see what there is to see. Maybe we'll come back and revisit if there's, you know, revisit it if there's a lot more content. So, as always, by starting our skill, we use our invocation, and let's do that. Ziggy, open Last Light in the Dark.
November 6, 2021 at 7:30 a.m. Central Daylight Time.
What? That's not what I asked you. But, Ziggy, launch Last Light in the Dark.
Here's the skill, Last Light
there
in the Dark,
we go.
By LC Publishing. Welcome, Space Marine, to Last Light in the Dark. You are an unseasoned cadet patrolling the far reaches of space to keep the galaxy safe. As you level up, you will unlock classes, powers, skills, and stats to customize your character.
All right.
You will also find weapons, armor, trinkets, gems, and more items as rewards. You're launching this mission with a few enhancements to increase your odds of survival. Let's go. Chaos and glory await.
Look live, soldier. This is a training exercise, not a spa day.
You are in a huge open hangar aboard the ship Wisp's Beauty, and your fire team commander is going through drills. Options are, 1, yes sir, or, 2, tutorial. What do you want to do?
2.
You can reach the tutorial at any time by saying tutorial or help. Tutorial menu.
All right.
Possible options are basic rules, chat, character details, combat, money, gear, skill checks, rating, end game, return to the game, or side games. How would you like to proceed?
Basic rules.
Basic rule tutorial menu.
Here. All right.
Options include difficulty, resting, tutorial menu. or return to the game. What would you like to do?
Difficulty.
You can change the game's difficulty at any time while outside of combat, and it will alter the course of the game.
All right.
Various hidden paths and secrets are locked behind higher difficulty levels, as well as more powerful and awesome rewards.
Oh.
You can beat the entire game on easy, but you might miss a fair amount of cool moments and special rewards. Basic rules help menu. Your choices are resting, tutorial menu, or return to the game. What would you like to do?
Resting.
You can attempt to rest for the night at various story points to recover your hit points and special powers. However, many areas run the risk of there being monsters in the area that might awake you from your slumber for a fight.
Uh-oh.
Basic rules help menu. Your choices are tutorial menu or return to the game. Which option do you choose?
Tutorial menu.
Help menu. Options include basic rules, chat, character details, combat, money, gear, skill checks, rating, end game, return to the game, or side games. Which selection do you choose?
Money.
Currency rules menu. You can say
a lot of
gold
rules
coins,
in here.
Wood and iron, special currency, or return to the game.
Let's see.
Which option do you choose?
Return to the game.
Returning to your place in the game.
Look live, soldier. This is a training exercise, not a spa day.
You are in a huge open hangar aboard the ship Wisp's Beauty, and your fire team commander is going through drills. Options include, yes sir, or tutorial. Which option do you choose?
Yes sir.
Riley, your leader, nods at you.
You've been training for months, so put your skills to the test.
Here we go.
Climb that rope.
You can reply, that rope? Or, start climbing. What do you want to do?
Start climbing.
You immediately grab a hold of the rope and begin pulling yourself up hand over hand. You roll 15 plus 11 on a medium climb check, which turns out to be a success.
Nice.
You start climbing hand over hand up the rope. You collected 3 credits and earned 50 experience points.
Nice.
You had 1 stack of experience boost. Applied. You ring the bell at the top and slide down. Riley, your leader, scowls at you.
What are you waiting for? A medal? Head over to the VR shooting range.
You can say, on my way, or rush over. Which selection do you choose?
Rush over.
You hurry over to the simulation pod. You pick up the simulation gun and slide the headset on. Suddenly, the ship disappears and you are on a desolate alien planet. Before you can get your bearings, 2 little creatures appear in the air in front of you and attack. Your options are combat tutorial or ready yourself. How would you like to proceed?
Combat tutorial. This is probably important to know.
Let's check out the tutorial before jumping into our first fight. Combat tutorial menu. Your options are basics, retreat rules, weapons, buffs and debuffs, tutorial menu, or return to the game. How do you want to proceed?
Basics.
Many times in
obviously
the game
a lot
you enter into combat with enemies.
Stuff here.
While in combat, you must attack, use items or powers, or flee. Only once you are out of combat can you continue your journey. If your enemies manage to drop your health to 0, you will either automatically drink a health potion or be knocked out to wake up at the main menu.
Ooh.
Many combat encounters will face off against multiple enemies, which is where special powers come into play that can attack all enemies at once. Combat tutorial menu.
All right, I think we're just going to
include basics.
Let's just kind of keep playing and see what happens.
Weapons, buffs and debuffs, tutorial menu, or return to the game. What would you like to do?
Return to the game.
Returning to your place in the game.
Yeah, let's do it.
You pick up the simulation gun and slide the headset on. Suddenly, the ship disappears and you are on a desolate alien planet. Before you can get your bearings, 2 little creatures appear in the air in front of you and attack. Choices include combat tutorial, or ready yourself. What would you like to do?
Ready yourself.
You ready your gun just as the cute little creatures are upon you.
Are they bats?
You roll 8 plus 11 on an easy perform check. You strike a dramatic and impressive pose like a true hero ready to strike down the forces of evil. You are entering combat with two pixies. Your only choice is attack. How would you like to engage the enemy?
Attack.
You get to go first.
That's my only choice.
You fire. And miss the pixie.
Oh no.
The enemies are up. One of the pixies hit you for 1 damage. Another flying pixie missed you. You have 37 hit points left. Remaining enemies are at full health. You can attack or consume a healing item. How do you want to engage the enemy?
Attack.
You want initiative and go first. You shoot and crit the pixie for 108 damage.
Wow.
You shoot the pixie with your pistol right between the eyes. The enemy is up. The pixie missed you.
All right, so you got
you
one left.
You can attack or consume a healing item. You might also commands. How do you want to engage the enemy?
Attack.
You go first. You shoot and hit the pixie for 28 damage. You drop to one knee and shoot the flying pixie with your pistol right between the eyes.
Wow.
The simulated pixies disappear in clouds of digital smoke as they are defeated.
Good job.
The average player of your level gets hits 5 times less often with power armor. Would you like to learn more?
No.
Alright, you collected 7 credits and earned 133 experience points.
Nice.
Riley seems mildly impressed.
Alright, run a few laps and then get some sleep. We'll keep training tomorrow.
The only option to choose is, yes sir. Which option do you choose?
Yes sir.
You salute your commanding officer. She nods and heads out of the room. You roll 13 plus 11 on an easy athletics check, which is a success. You take off at a good clip, running laps around the cargo area. You run smoothly and at a good pace, taking easy breaths. You roll 19 plus 11 on an easy endurance check. You keep up the good pace, finish your laps, and then grab some
water,
dice
rolls,
toweling the light sweat off your face. You collected 3 credits and earned 269 experience points.
Nice.
You acquired 8 platinum and picked up 4 cobalt.
Ooh.
You have leveled up from 1 to 2.
Hey.
You must fill a class slot. We need to pick a type first. Pick from healer, scoundrel, leader, caster, fighter, scion, all, unfiltered, or random. What do you want to do?
Caster.
Here are some options for caster classes. Choose one of bard, medic, pilot, warlock, or change filter. Which class do you want to select?
Pilot.
Selected pilot
I'm
to
Han
fill
Solo.
This slot. You earned 8 experience points and found 2 skill stems. You make your way back to your quarters on the ship. The last 4 months have been the same routine of training, but you are near the end of your deployment. As long as things stay calm for the next few days, you'll be able to go back home and rest.
Something tells me they're
you
not
can
going
say,
to though.
Foreshadowing. Or head to bed. Which option would you like to select?
Foreshadowing.
Did you expect anything less? At least you aren't a police officer a few days from retirement. You go to sleep. The sound rips you from your sleep. You sit up in your bunk, hand reaching instinctively for your pistol. Suddenly, a fellow soldier in your fire team, Chelsea, appears in the doorway.
How on earth are you still sleeping?
You can ask, what is happening? Or, what is that sound? What would you like to do?
What is that sound?
You cover your ears and shake your head.
It's the ship's all-hands alarm telling you to get your lazy butt out of bed.
She pauses and then shrugs.
If I were a betting woman, I would say it's a proximity alert.
Chelsea says.
What I know for sure is that we've all been called to the deck. Hurry up.
You may ask, proximity alert? Or, are we under attack? What option do you choose?
Proximity alert?
I don't think we're going to crash into anything. Or, at least, I hope not.
Chelsea hesitates.
Let's get moving before anyone notices that you were still sleeping. Grab your kit and let's go.
You roll out of bed, throw on your uniform, and then rush out into the hallway. Chelsea holds the door open for you and together you run.
Gee, that's annoying, but...
The alarms are still blaring from a speaker every few feet and the sound is obnoxious. You can say, I hate that sound. Or, you have to know something. What option do you choose?
I hate that sound.
Me too. Because I do. It makes my head hurt. Couldn't they find a better alarm? Like maybe barking puppies? Of course, if they played that we would probably just relax.
You grab up your gear and prepare to get moving. You can, hurry ahead, or, lag behind. What would you like to do?
Hurry ahead.
You push up ahead of Chelsea, taking the lead. You roll 8 plus 11 on an easy endurance check. You lead the way easily, keeping up a solid pace. You collected 2 credits and earned 93
nice.
Experience points. You round the corner.
I'm going to go grab Lucas and make sure he isn't late. I'll meet you there.
You can say, I'll come with you. Or, don't be late. Which option do you choose?
Don't be late.
She nods and disappears, heading down a side hall to where Lucas sleeps. You split apart from Chelsea and head to the bridge of the ship where all of the officers are gathering. Suddenly, you hear a crashing sound.
Uh-oh.
It is coming from off to your left down a side hall. Options include, go and check it out, or, head to the meeting hall. How do you want to proceed?
Go and check it out.
You diverge down the side path to where the sound came from and see Nigel in his quarters surrounded by books. A shelf broke and dropped them all onto the floor. Nigel has large glasses on his face and is scrawny compared to the other officers. You can ask, are you all right? Let me help you with that. Or we need to go. Which option would you like to select?
Are you all right?
Are you kidding? Some of these books are priceless. With a sigh, you quickly help him grab the books and put them on a table. Thank you for the help. I guess I tried to fit one too many volumes in there. Where are you heading in such a hurry? You can say, you should be coming too. Or, start walking. Which option do you choose?
Start walking.
He rushes to catch up. What? Why? Where are we going? You can ask, 1, the alarm? Or, 2, are you serious? What would you like to do?
1.
You tell him that you are heading to the bridge because of the alarm. Nigel stares blankly at you for a long moment. Oh, what? That alarm? Suddenly, recognition dawns in his eyes. Oh yeah. We have to go.
Oh, geez.
You can say, yeah we do. Or, I know. What do you want to do?
I know.
49 players have made the same choice. Nigel pushes the glasses up on his nose and then takes off down the hallway. You realize that he forgot his gun on the table. Your options are, grab it for him, or, leave it alone. Which option do you choose?
Grab it for him.
About 20 steps farther along, Nigel turns in a panic. Oh no, I forgot my gun again. You hand it to him, and he brightens up. Thanks. Wisp's Beauty is a huge ship, and it takes another 5 minutes of running to reach the bridge. When you get there, you see that all of the officers are in attendance, including your team, Riley, Chelsea, Lucas, and Nigel. Your options are, step into line, or, smile at the others. Which selection do you choose?
Step into line.
Shortly after, the captain strolls into the room.
Listen up.
She says.
We haven't received any word back from the advance team, which means we're launching Plan B. Up maggots, you're all going into the expansion.
Uh-oh.
You can say, that doesn't sound promising. Or, finally some action. Which selection do you choose?
That doesn't sound promising.
I agree it does not. There is murmuring from all around you as the news sinks in, and the captain raises her hand. Everyone falls silent.
This is only a recon mission. We need to find out what happened to the advance team and the civilians. Check with your squad commanders for your orders. Dismissed.
Your only option is, head to your commander. What would you like to do?
Head to your commander.
Your team starts to gather a few dozen feet away. Riley is your squad commander, and she is holding a sheet of paper in her hand.
It looks like we're heading to the moon.
You can ask, the moon? Or, isn't there a base there? How do you want to proceed?
Isn't there a base there?
Yeah, there is a base on the moon that orbits the planet. Mostly scientists. Should be easy.
Grab your gear, and don't leave anything behind. This might be a cakewalk mission, but I don't want to be caught unprepared.
Lucas looks around, grinning.
Let's get ready to kick some alien butt.
Everyone else just exchanges glances and sighs.
Oh, jeez.
That ends chapter one. You can
nice.
Say, next chapter, or, back to main menu. What do you want to do?
Next chapter.
Let's keep going.
Yeah, let's keep going.
You could purchase a suit of space marine power armor to help absorb even the deadliest of blows. Would you like to know more?
No. So
okay.
That's an in-app purchase. We'll just kind of pass by. But that's cool to know. I like power armor.
After grabbing your equipment, you are the first to arrive. Riley shows up soon after in the launch bay. She sets her stuff down and comes over to stand next to you. You are looking out an enormous window at a giant empty vacuum of space. You can't even see stars.
So, you think you're ready for this mission?
You can reply, yes, no, or I'm nervous. What option do you choose?
I'm nervous.
She shrugs.
We all are. We've faced worse.
She hesitates.
Actually, I suppose I can't say that. It's the unknown that worries me here.
You can say, me too, or, a little chaos can't hurt. What do you want to do?
Me too.
She smiles.
At least I'm not going in alone.
The bay door opens up and Nigel comes into the room.
Oh no, here's Nigel.
He is dramatically overprepared as usual with about 5 times as much stuff as he needs.
Oh my gosh.
Poking out the top of his bag, you see several books. You can say, you won't need books, or, ignore him. What would you like to do?
You won't need books.
He shrugs. You're carrying a gun, and I'm sure you won't need that. I'm not going to tell you to leave it, though. Riley glances over at Nigel.
Why can't we see stars?
She asks him. He pushes his glasses up his nose and walks over. Honestly? I have no clue. I mean, if there is a ship in your way without cloaking, you wouldn't see stars, but even a big ship wouldn't block out this much. Whatever is there, it's not normal. You might ask, what do you mean? Or, not normal. What would you like to do?
Not normal?
You ask what he means by the phrase not normal. We see anomalies in space all the time, but they don't mean too much. This is different. This anomaly is the size of a solar system. He turns to look at you. What's worse is that it just showed up about a month ago. You can ask, so it's new? Or, what was there before? How do you want to proceed?
What was there before?
A sun and a bunch of planets. He says. A few billion people live there, plus a moon base that was doing advanced research for the Empire. The moon base is where we are heading. you may ask, research? Or, what happened to the people? How do you want to proceed?
What happened to the people?
No clue. I'm guessing they are still there, but it's impossible to know for sure. Not that they mattered much anyway. You might ask, what do you mean? Or, that's harsh. What option do you choose?
That's harsh.
Don't get him started.
Riley says, shaking her head. Nigel scoffs at her. What is that supposed to mean? You can reply, it means you're a jerk. Or, stay silent. How would you like to proceed?
Stay silent.
I think you know exactly what I mean.
I can't help it that these people live meaningless lives. The Empire has trillions of people spread throughout the galaxy. This was a crap corner before we came, and it'll be a crap corner after we leave. You can reply, doesn't mean they aren't important. Or, I agree. How would you like to proceed?
Doesn't mean they're not important.
I didn't catch that. You can say, one, doesn't mean
they
aren't important.
Oh, you can do numbers too.
Or, two, I agree. Which option would you like to select?
One.
That is precisely what it means. All I'm saying is that these people don't matter. We aren't here to rescue them. We are here to explain this anomaly in space and recover whatever science experiment they had that went wrong. You can say, we should save them. Or, stay silent. Which option would you like to select?
One.
We will, given the chance. Our mission is to find out what happened and report back.
Nigel is silent for a long moment. You think we are coming back? You can reply, I think we are. Or, nope. This is suicide. What would you like to do?
One.
You must be a crazy optimist, then. There is no coming back from this. We are more fodder.
In any case, every life is precious. It doesn't matter what you believe, Nigel, these people have worth.
You can say, I agree. Or, no, Nigel is right. How would you like to proceed?
One. I love that you can do numbers.
Nigel shrugs. Agree to disagree. I'm just rambling anyway. We're about to walk into a death trap and I just need to say something to blow off a little steam. You can say, I can sympathize. Or, stay silent. How do you want to proceed?
Two.
Yeah, I get it. Just do me a favor and get your mind right. We don't know what we will see in there and I want to make sure you're ready for anything.
Understood. Just then, the door opens up and the rest of the squad comes in.
All right.
Options include, turn to Riley, or pat Nigel on the shoulder. Which option do you choose?
Turn to Riley.
Listen up. In 20 minutes, we're boarding a Night Runner class starship and heading into the expanse. Our mission is going to be the moon base. We get in, meet up with the science team and prep and evacuation, and then get out. Everyone got it?
You can reply, clear. Or, I got it. Which option do you choose?
Clear.
Keep your eyes out for each other. We don't know what we're going into or what will be waiting for us on the other side. The drones they sent in never reported back, and none of their signals made it out.
You may ask, how do we know there is another side? Or, understood. Which selection do you choose?
Two.
You know it'll be safe when we go in?
Lucas asks.
We don't. Get your gear and load up. We're moving out.
Everyone grabs their weapons and kits and heads toward the starship you'll be riding into the expanse. You can reply, let's do this. Or, crappy way to start the day. What option do you choose?
One.
That's the spirit. Let's move out.
You start loading your gear into the ship. Several other teams are also mounting up to go through the expanse. You might ask, where are they going? Or, stay silent. What do you want to do?
Two.
Where are the other teams going?
The planet. We're Alpha Team, so we got the moon base. The other two are checking in with the civilians to make sure everyone is still alive. Saddle up, team, and let's move out.
That is the end of chapter 2.
Oh, wow.
You can say, next chapter, or main menu. Which option do you choose?
Next chapter.
Perfect. Let's go into chapter 3.
All right, we're moving along. So maybe we'll do one more chapter. I don't want to.
You hear the engines rumbling around as your ship heads toward the expansion.
Show.
Everyone is nervous and attempting to hide it.
Don't worry. We'll be through it soon.
You can say, hopefully still alive, or stay silent. How would you like to proceed?
2.
You see Riley staring through the cockpit window, knuckles white as she holds onto her chair. You can reply, you should relax, or stay quiet. What would you like to do?
2.
She sees you staring at her and sighs.
I should, but I can't. When we hit that wall, there is no telling what will happen.
That's precisely why you shouldn't think about it. Your choices are, find a distraction, or stay silent. What would you like to do?
1.
Good idea. How about some combat sparring? It's been a while since we booted up the sprites.
Lucas turns to face you.
What do you say? Want to give it a go?
You can say, heck yeah, or maybe later. What option do you choose?
1.
He boots up the program and then you see little animatronic sprites appear in the air in front of you.
Let's do it.
You draw your weapon to fight. You are entering combat with one pixie. You can attack or use a power. How do you choose to engage the enemy?
Attack.
You go last. The flying pixie missed you. You have 51 hit points left.
Ooh.
You are up. You shoot. And miss the pixie.
Oh.
The pixie is at full health. You can attack or use a power. How do you choose to engage the enemy?
Attack.
The pixie acts first. The flying pixie disappears and strikes from the shadows.
Oh.
The flying pixie crit you for 39 damage.
Oh.
You are up. You shoot. And hit the pixie for 22 damage. You can attack, use a power, or consume a healing item. How would you like to engage the enemy?
Attack.
The pixie acts before you. The flying pixie hit you for 4 damage.
Ooh.
You are up. You fire.
Hit it.
And miss the pixie.
No!
You can attack, use a power, or consume a healing item. How do you want to engage the enemy?
Attack.
You want initiative and go first.
Yes.
You shoot. And hit the pixie for 28 damage. You drop to one knee and sheet the flying pixie with your pistol right between the eyes. You finish off the sprites.
Well done.
If you link your account, you'll receive free money and healing items as well as other perks. Would you like to link your account?
No.
Okay. You collected 6 credits and earned 54 experience points, which puts you 1,493% of the way to level 3.
Oh.
After the sprite disappears, you see 2 more appear in the air.
Want to take them on, or should I?
You can say, 1, I got these ones. Or, 2, nah all you. What would you like to do?
2.
Chelsea enters the virtual world and engages the sprites. It doesn't take her long to finish them off.
Enough horsing around,
Riley says.
We're coming up to the expansion.
You can reply, that name is misleading. Or, stay silent. How do you want to proceed?
2.
Everyone stares out the front window at the inky black in front of you. The radio crackles.
Are you all ready for this?
The voice comes from a radio operator back on Wisp's Beauty. You can reply, as we will ever be. Or, stay silent. What would you like to do?
1.
Let's hope that's true.
Report in as soon as you cross the threshold.
This time no one responds as the ship inches ever closer to the black wall in front of you. It feels as though time slows down. You enter the inky void of darkness. You can say, "We are still alive," or "Stay silent." What would you like to do?
1.
After you finish speaking, you get a few nasty looks, but no one says anything. The area around you feels dark and heavy. Even the lights in the ship seem to be dimmed. It is like looking through a pair of glasses that are out of focus, or perhaps like looking through a foggy window. You can swear just for a second that it feels as though there is something else in the ship with you. Some presence looming over your shoulder, but when you turn to look, there is nothing there. You may ask, anyone else feel that? Or, stay silent. Which option do you choose?
1.
Everyone exchanges glances, but no one responds. Suddenly, everything shifts back into focus.
Oh, there we go.
You pass through the void and into the open space on the other side. It is bright as the light from the solar system sun pours in through the cockpit. You can say, "We made it," or "Cheer." What would you like to do?
1.
The other crew members cheer and let out shuddering breaths they were holding.
It's all downhill from here. Everything else is easy.
You can say, "I hope you're right," or "It never works like that." What would you like to do?
1.
Riley picks up the radio.
"This is Alpha Team calling Wisp's Beauty,"
she says. She waits, but
there
is
no
response. No
response.
You can reply, "Maybe the signal is weak," or "Stay silent." What would you like to do?
2.
She holds the radio back up to her mouth.
"Wisp's Beauty, come in. This is Alpha Team and we are inside the expansion."
Again, there is no reply. You can reply, "Nope, no signal," or "Stay silent." How do you want to proceed?
2.
"No signal."
Riley sets the radio down.
"We didn't really expect to be one. It looks like whatever that wall is, it blocks all signals completely. It's encouraging, though, because now we know what happened to the other teams."
You can ask, "Do we know?" Or, "Yeah, no signal." How would you like to proceed?
2.
"In any case, all our mission entails is to get to the moon base, check in with the scientists, and then evac back out. Shouldn't take more than a couple of hours."
"Let's check the other ships."
You can ask, "Good idea," or "Stay silent." Which option would you like to select?
1.
Riley picks up the radio again.
"Everyone on this line, please report."
There is a moment of silence, and then someone speaks up.
"This is Beta Team. We are through the wall and heading for the planet."
You can reply, "Phew, they made it," or "Stay silent." Which option do you choose?
2.
"Good to hear from you, Beta Team. Charlie Team, are you there?"
"Charlie Team reporting. All systems are normal. Do you guys think?"
The radio cuts out. Riley tries them again, but no response.
Uh-oh.
You can say, "Must be interference," or "Stay silent." What option do you choose?
2.
She glances at the others and shrugs. She shifts the radio frequency over to the science lab on the moon.
"This is an envoy from Wisp's Beauty coming to the research facility Delta Gamma 5. Does anyone copy?"
There is no reply, only static. You can say, "Maybe we're out of range," or "Stay silent." What would you like to do?
2.
She frowns and clicks her teeth.
"Maybe they didn't hear us."
Riley waits a minute and then tries again. This time, you get a response.
"This is Delta Gamma 5, and we copy. We hear you loud and clear."
You look around and see relief on everyone's faces. You can reply, "That's good news," or "Stay silent." How do you want to proceed?
2.
I've never been so happy for a status report.
We are coming in for an evacuation mission.
Perfect. When should we expect you?
R.E.T.A. is 6 minutes.
Looking forward to it.
You can say, let's do this. Or, stay silent. How do you want to proceed?
2.
Everyone relaxes back into their seats,
right,
the ever-present worry wearing off. Riley puts the radio away and grabs
her
gun.
What could go wrong?
When we touch down, I want to clear the place quick. I'm staying with the ship. Lucas and Chelsea take the control room. Everyone else clear the main floor and start the evacuation. We're getting everyone on board and getting out of there. Got it?
You can say, got it, or understood. How would you like to proceed?
1.
The ship floats down toward the moon base. The moon itself is a giant gray ball, uninviting, and the base is a collection of buildings built into the moon and connected by above and below ground tunnels. Each building is a different color of the rainbow, which actually makes it look even more bleak. You can say, we should have gone to the planet, or, it looks so drab. Which option do you choose?
2.
It looks worse on the outside than the inside,
Chelsea says. Riley speaks into the radio again.
We're coming in. Open the outer hatch.
Options are, look out the window, or, look at the moon. What would you like to do?
1.
You look down at the moon base. There is no reply on the radio,
uh-oh,
but the top hatch of one of the buildings opens, letting you fly down in.
I hope they have food. I could use a good meal.
You can reply, we get plenty of food. Or, me too. How do you want to proceed?
2.
A nice steak and glass of wine. Or maybe a pizza. I'm not picky.
Set us down over there,
your captain says, pointing at a landing pad. The building you are flying into is dim with only flashing lights. There isn't a lot of movement inside, but that is to be expected until they fill the chamber with oxygen once more. You look
something
over at the control
wrong,
room,
isn't it?
But it is dark. Suddenly, you see something flit across the window of the room. It looks almost like a tentacle.
Ooh.
You may ask, did you see that? Or, ignore it. Which selection do you choose?
1.
See what?
You point at the control room window of the building, but there is nothing there. The ship touches down and the hatch begins to close overhead. After a few moments, you hear an intense hissing sound around the ship as oxygen and nitrogen pumped back into the room. Finally, it settles and the ship reports that the air outside is stable.
Oh, this is
interesting. Nothing happens. You can reply, no welcome party? Or, wait in silence. How would you like to proceed?
2.
I don't like this, captain. It's too quiet. You head to the hatch and file out, grabbing up your gear and getting ready to go in.
Everyone knows what to do?
A few murmurs in response. Riley nods and steps back into the ship. Nigel turns to face you. I guess you're with me. You can say, looks like it. Or, lucky me. What option do you choose?
1.
The first team splits off and heads toward the control room, and Riley steps back into the ship. You walk with Nigel through the main area, gun ready. It is quiet. Too quiet. You can say, I don't like this. Or, where is everyone? What option do you choose?
1.
Me neither. Statistics on the moon base say over 600 people live here. You can say, how do you know that? Or, why do you know that? Which option do you choose?
2.
I like to be prepared for any eventuality. You can reply, we can't take so many. Or, that's a lot. What would you like to do?
2.
Our job isn't actually to evacuate everyone. Only the highly critical scientists, Nigel says. He hesitates. Beak strong Riley has the list. You can ask, what about the others? Or, I'm assuming we just leave the others. Which option do you choose?
1.
They get to stay here until more ships can come through. You reach a door leading into another side room.
Oh boy.
Nigel hesitates. After you. You can reply, "No, I insist." Or, head through the door. What would you like to do?
2.
71 players have made the same choice.
Haha.
With a sigh, you push the door open and head inside. It looks like a cozy common room with a couch and a couple of vending machines. There is also a television in the corner that is off right now. You can reply, "Huh, it's empty?" Or, "Where is everyone? What do you want to do?"
2.
I haven't the slightest idea. Let's finish clearing the rest of the floor. You head back out to the main area and search all of the other rooms. All of them are empty. There is a lot of equipment lying around, but no people. You can reply, "This is creepy." Or, "What is going on? How would you like to proceed?"
1.
Don't I know it? Maybe they are all back in the civilian quarters? You can ask, "Why?" Or, "That doesn't make sense. What would you like to do?"
1.
Nigel can only shrug in response. Once you finish clearing the floor, you head back to the ship and meet up with the rest of the team. You can say, "There is no one here," or, "Stay silent." How do you want to proceed?
1.
We didn't find anyone in the control room either. It's powered down, and none of the controls work. It looks like it hasn't been operational in weeks.
Ooh. You can reply, "That doesn't make sense." Or, "How is that possible? How do you want to proceed?"
2.
It isn't. We found an old coffee cup spilled on the floor and a half-eaten bagel that's already started to rot, but that was it.
Did you try powering on the controls?
We did. No luck.
You can ask, "Then how do we get out?" Or, "Stay silent. How would you like to proceed?"
2.
Then how do we get out of here?
I can get the power room working no problem. It'll only take me about an hour. But how do we get out isn't the scary question we should be asking ourselves. Nigel says, "You can ask, then what is?" Or, "Stay silent." Which option do you choose?
1.
Nigel sucks his teeth and blows out a deep breath of air. How did we get in? A long moment passes while everyone stares at each other. You can say, "Uh-oh." Or, "Stay silent. How would you like to proceed?"
1.
"Uh-oh" is right.
There is no sense waiting around for the other shoe to drop. We still have a job to do here.
That is the end of chapter 3.
Okay.
You can reply, "Next chapter." Or, "Main menu." What option do you choose?
Main menu.
All right, heading back.
All
right. Main menu. Options include chapters, waves, news, seasonal, or Cricket's shop. How do you want to proceed?
Quit. Now, I have to tell you, there is a whole bunch of other content we haven't even gotten to, so... What I think we're going to do is for next week, we've got another game coming up. But I would love to hear from you guys. And if you want to see more of the content in this game, such as the seasonal content, the waves, all the other things, please leave a comment and let me know. And maybe we should come back to this and check it out in a couple of weeks. But I will be back with another episode next week. Of course, it is pre-recorded, so technically it'll be recorded on the same day. But... that's okay. So I do want to thank you guys for being here. As always, make sure you follow us on social media, Poptale Social, P-O-P-T-A-L-E Social. Visit us at poptale.com, P-O-P-T-A-L-E.com. Don't forget to vote in the Sparkies, voicespark.live. Make sure you check out Fabella creator.com, F-A-B-E-L-L-A-C-R-E-A-T-O-R.com. Make sure you visit that site. Find out about what's going on with Fabella and what's going on with Poptale. So we'll see you guys next week. As always, Thank you for being here. Goodbye and good night.